Yeah, well, what's starting to happen in ours is the second generation of owners are starting to move in. You know, just like any progression of anything else. It was a brand new shiny subdivision 20-some years ago, and now they start selling, moving different places, what have you. And then the next generation of people move in, and they don't seem to care as much. And I'm talking globally. I'm not talking any particular anything. But the second, third owners don't seem to care as much about the house as, like, the first owners did. You know, the grass isn't as pretty. The fertilizer guy doesn't show up. You know, it doesn't get painted every 5-10 years. You know, things like that start to happen. And so it's at that flipping stage right now. And I think it's time for me to be one of the flippies.
Yeah, well, you know, the neighborhood I live in is like the opposite. And, you know, multiple generations have lived in the same house, and a lot of women, they keep improving it, making it even better. So it's really unique.
Well, dude, don't move, because that's my, in the world according to Borley, that's more of the exception than the rule. Maybe it's an East Side thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, our city used to be a cottage community, you know. And then things, you know, especially along the lake, the cottages went down, the bigger houses went up. But, I mean, like our neighbor across the street has lived, and I think, you know, and this is not uncommon, she, with her husband before he passed, has lived in this house for like 60 years or more. And like I said, that's not uncommon.
Yeah, there's one strip over there. Well, you're on the water too, right? You know, water community. I think that tends to be a little bit different.
Yeah, I think so. It's a close community. It's small. I mean, there's only like, I think, 775 homes in, roughly in